What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer, here with episode 68 of Bullpen Banter. As always, I'm me, and as always, Chris is Chris. Chris, a.k.a. Snaggle J, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Glad to be back after a BB hiatus.
Yeah, there hasn't been much going on in the MLB The Show landscape recently, and now there's lots of stuff, so we're back here to talk about it.
I was saying on stream just in the last hour, it's absolutely insane that you and I are hyped about doing a Bullpen Banter episode on December 18th.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do, well, really nothing to do with MLB The Show 18. We're still hyped to talk about 17. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And I feel like I just had deja vu to, we probably had this exact same conversation last year.
There's a good chance we did.
And that's how good the content has been over the last calendar year and a half, let's say.
Also, is it weird that it's December and we might have to do back-to-back days of Bullpen Banter?
Yeah.
I'm going to spring that on you.
That is a bit. By the way, BT Dubs,
we might be back here tomorrow talking about the same stuff. Well, new stuff, but same show. But I want to, next year's numbering system, I want to change next year. We'll talk about all this off the air. Not important for the people watching at home. What is important is all the super duper new content that we got in MLB The Show 17 this week. Let's hop over there to our good friends at theshownation.com, where all the information is. So, finest, flashbacks, holiday epic, and the forever event. Snaggle J, where do you want to start? Do we want to just go write down this blog post and knock them out as we go?
Yeah, I feel as though perhaps the order of the blog post is probably not a bad idea.
Okay. We're inching closer to the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018. We witnessed a lot of awesome stuff, as they said. But hey, they got some new cards out. Some of the best cards we've seen all year. Brand new Jose Altuve, 99 Diamond. There's a whole new mission for it. Program. Lots of missions. So let's talk about this. The finest program missions challenge you to hit and pitch with every type of player series in Diamond Dynasty, from rookies to all-stars. And you can compete these in any mode. And as you finish missions, you'll redeem the following 2017 finest flashbacks in the program. At 25%, we'll get a veteran Pat Neshek, 94 overall, a breakout flashback Marcell Ozuna, 94 overall, a Steven Strasburg all-star flashback, 95 overall. And when you get to 100% on the program, you get a hardware flashback Jose Altuve, which looks pretty beastly, as you can see here. 98 contact versus righties, 73 power versus righties, 99 contact versus lefties, 81 power versus lefties. We've really been waiting for the power to come around in Jose Altuve's cards. They've always kept him kind of low, and now he's got it. That is a serious slugger at second base. Also, 86 vision, not too shabby. 87 speed, also good. And some pretty darn good fielding, though not a lot of arm, but at second base, you don't need a ton.
No. I think overall, just a quick glance, it's an awesome program.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull up the program right now.
For the time of year, some really sweet cards. The fact that you get a diamond card for free at the start of the program.
Oh, right.
Very nice.
At 0% of the program, you just go in to the program screen and you will have a finest pack sitting there waiting for you. So you just go in here.
So right off the bat, free diamond.
Free diamond right there. Who was your free diamond, if I may ask?
Kenley Jansen.
It's a good diamond. It's a real good diamond to have.
I opened the free pack. I pulled Kenley Jansen. I had enough stubs to open a second pack, and I got Corey Kluber.
Nice.
So right off the bat, I knocked out two of the bigger guys that were in the set. Mm-hmm. And I actually sold the Jansen because his price was still quite inflated. It was early on yesterday, was it Friday they started this? Yeah, it was early on Friday. So I sold him for like $87K.
Wow.
And that helped me pick up Stanton, Lindor, and Rendon.
Nice.
So all in all, not bad.
Yeah, let's go through all the cards that are in it. There's a Luis Severino, Gary Sanchez, Chad Green, Pat Neshek, who we mentioned, Strasburg, who we mentioned, Ozuna, we mentioned, Lindor, who you have. Charlie Blackman is a ticket counter card that you can pick up. Giancarlo Stanton was the one that I got in my pack, and I just purchased the Gary Sanchez. Scherzer is the 75% overall reward. Anthony Rendon and Kluber, who you both just mentioned, and Kenley Jansen. And then also Chris Sale, who's in the ticket counter for, I believe it's 12,000 tickets, and Joey Votto. So all-star cast of cards. What's that? I believe it's 14, if I'm not mistaken. 15?
Yeah.
15. 15. Yep. All hecka good cards. So all the missions in here are just tally up stats with each series card, as they said.
Yeah.
So like 100 plate appearances with each, or 150 with some, 300 plate appearances with hardware series cards. So yeah, start racking up those numbers. Essentially, you're going to get, if you use the ticket counter, you get three cards right there, plus the card you get for free, plus the three you would get here as rewards before you get to 100%. What's that get you to? Three, six, seven? What's that?
Seven.
Seven. So you just have to go out and buy three more. And then you will have the 99 Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
Seems pretty straightforward. And some of those cards are kind of cheap. If you get lucky in that pack on the first one, you should be well on your way to getting a free 99 Jose Altuve.
Yeah. So one thing I've always been critical of last year, this year, is late in the season, you know, putting out good but not great cards that I don't feel like I need to go out and get. You know, it's this program for me is the perfect program at the perfect time. Like, there is literally nothing I don't like about this program.
Yeah.
The timing is fantastic. You know, again, we're late in the season. I mean, to be fair, and I mean, it's not going to shock anybody when I say that. The amount of people playing this game right now is, you know, not what it was in summertime. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a very good incentive to get people back to the game. I had not played an online Diamond Dynasty game since we did our Gamer Saloon tournament.
Wow.
Was the last time I played a game until tonight.
Nice.
Because I turned the game on Friday. I read about the program and I said, wow, this is a phenomenal program. I really want to check it out. Yeah, I think at this time of the year, with how accessible it is, you know, how relatively easy it is to complete, I think it's a very, very smart move by Sony San Diego with what they've done with this program.
Yeah, and since you have until the next game comes out, you could probably easily rack up most of these stats that you need to do. And it's all passive. It's nothing you have to like get two double or get three doubles in the same game with a Cubs player or something. It's all just rack up stats with different sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also really like this. There's, let's see. I got the Gary Sanchez. I got the Giancarlo Stanton. I still want to get Strasburg, Scherzer, Kluber, Sale, and Kenley Jansen. So putting out a set in December and there's like seven cards that I want from it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And yeah, very, very good point in the chat. It's almost more fun to play online right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the noobs and cheesers and have moved on. You know, the quality, I played four BR games on stream tonight. They were all very good games. No cheesy tactics, no squeeze plays, no excessive bunting. Just four really good baseball games. And it was refreshing. Because if you look at the online video gaming scene right now, NHL is riddled with people who cheese the game. Madden is always full of guys who, you know, have tried to use money plays and whatnot. I don't play a lot of FIFA online, but from what I can tell, it's also kind of filled with, you know, cheesier tactics sort of things. And I, you know, there are some people who are probably more knowledgeable about that than I am. But it's refreshing to be able to get into an online experience that is a competitive game to play.
Mm-hmm.
And with very little nuisance actions going on.
Put out a great event for you to be playing now as well.
Absolutely.
But that's not the next thing on this blog. Next thing on the blog post is the new packs that you already mentioned. With 30,000 stubs, there are finest packs, which guarantee you one of those diamonds that are in packs. So that's a good deal. 30,000, good deal. There's a couple of the finest cards that are less than 30,000. But not many, right?
I haven't looked at the prices since Friday. So I can't really speak right off the top of my head. I could probably fire open the old DL real quick.
No, you can't.
Why is that?
Daddy Leagues no longer has access to the servers, so the new cards are not on Daddy League.
Wow. RIP.
Yeah, it's kind of terrible. So tell Sony San Diego to let them back in. Also, they don't have a special searchy thing for this, so that's kind of hard to search for because they're all technically each of their own individual programs.
Okay.
Which makes it extra difficult.
Yeah, that was the one thing I found that was hard trying to search for them to buy. Mm-hmm. Was they did not put a filter in for them in the at least not as of Friday. They did not have a
There's no filter. Well, it's because they're part of the All-Star programs and they're part of the breakout programs and other stuff. They're not technically
okay.
They're a super program of other programs.
Right.
Which makes it kind of
Which makes sense. I mean, again, they're really cool cards. The artwork on them is very cool as well.
Yeah. The Votto's going for $60,000.
Why did Daddy Leagues lose the ability to put up the cards? That's not a question that we can answer.
Yeah. They cut them off, maybe? I don't know. 40 something for Kenley.
Perhaps they changed something with the API that they used to update the rosters.
Maybe
they've. I would say, again, totally hypothetical on my part, but perhaps they are behind the scenes testing out some new cards that they do not want to leak, possibly through the API. Not out of the question, given that we are in December. There could be any different reason. I mean, who knows? That's definitely not something that we can answer.
Legit quality.
What happened? Connection. Oh, my connection's being acting up again.
I think it's showing up. Because I wanted to see, why is this Max Scherzer only a 10,000? No, I mean, as much as the regular one. Not the past. I can't just see if there's a difference in pitch mix or something.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. But 10K for Max Scherzer seems like a heck of a deal.
Yeah. I mean, right now, that Kenley, you can get him for like 42. I sold him for like 86 the other day.
Let's have
solid W for me.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Pretty good.
So yeah, the Jansen and the Votto are over 40K. The Votto's almost 60K.
Yeah, the Kluber is right at 30K right now.
Right at 30. Rendon's about 20. So yeah, not terrible.
Next up, the ticket counter. Has three new cards. As we said, the Impact veteran Chris Sale, who's 99. Overall is 12,000 tickets. You have to be diamond level 100, which I finally got to and unlocked Carlos Beltran.
Nice.
Then there's the All-Star Flashback Charlie Blackman. You need XP level diamond 0. And that's going to cost you 6,000 tickets. And there's also Breakout Flashback Chad Green for the Yankees, who's a 93 overall. Let me pull up that picture because that's a pretty decent card.
That Chad Green?
Four cutter, 75 walks per nine. Pretty good. 30 stamina is a little bit more than most of the guys you get. So, pretty nice card for 6,000. I think the sale is really nice. I definitely want to pick that up. 97 stamina, 87 hits per nine, 96 Ks per nine. 86 walks per nine. Nice. And what was the other one?
That is a pretty nice card.
So the sale is up there all the time, but the green and Blackman swap out over time.
They alternate with each other?
Yeah.
Or as part of a different rotation?
No, they alternate with each other.
Okay. That's pretty good. Still, though.
And if you can hit with Charlie Blackman, get the Charlie Blackman. So I don't get the Charlie Blackman.
I had a love-hate relationship with Charlie Blackman for the majority of 2017. He was a corner outfielder for me. You know, again, his noodle arm on his live series card was a very big detriment. I don't. What is his arm like on his finest card?
Now you're asking me questions that I got to go look up the answers to. I'll tell you.
Oh, sorry.
In half a second. His arm is 61 arm strength, 60 accuracy.
Yeah, so absolute weak sauce.
Yeah. But 74 fielding, 80 reaction, 79 speed. He'll track down stuff. But that's still kind of low for a center fielder.
Right.
But not 100% terrible.
Yeah.
There is also a holiday epic for Ryan Braun. I want to pull up.
Oh, okay.
Pull up the card real quick. It's a three-part mission. Pretty simple to do. You defeat the Milwaukee Brewers on All-Star difficulty versus CPU. So knock that out real quick. Then you have to tally stats with legend and flashback outfielders. I don't have those stats on me at the moment. And then you have to collect one of each of the holiday equipment. There's a total of six. And last time I checked, it was going to cost you around like a little less than 60 grand to do. Maybe like 55 grand to do. If that's what you're interested in.
I have never been a big fan of the equipment-based events. Mm-hmm. It has never been something that I have taken an interest in, just simply from I don't ever feel like you ever get the money back that you put into it.
Yeah. But this right.
Unless you're right on it at like 3 p.m. Eastern time on Friday and can manage to...
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, just like if you manage to nab everything like immediately for a pretty low price.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't ever feel like for me, it's never something this year that I've even thought about.
Yeah, I haven't done any of them, I don't think. Same with the Future Stars. I thought those were just way too expensive for what you got back. Or not Future Stars, the Player of the Month.
Right.
But yeah, he's 91 contact versus righties, 92 power versus righties, 98, 96 against lefties, 78 vision. 71 discipline, 92 clutch. The fielding is a problem. 68 fielding, 68 arm strength, 64 accuracy, 73 reaction. 75 speed, not too bad. So if you think that's a, you know, $50,000 outfielder or $50,000 stub outfielder, go for it.
I don't see it. But
I don't know. It's pretty good. Having 90s and everything.
Yeah, I mean, again.
Offensively, defense is a little questionable, but.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper than spending 500,000 stubs on Bryce Harper, right? Just
saying. Very true.
Just saying.
Very true.
And really good vision, so.
You ain't wrong.
Can't knock it. Can't knock the hustle. Next up, about the Forever event, which came out. Started on December 1st, ends never. These are going to be 6-inning games. Your team overall can go up to 99. Events are free to enter. The restrictions are for hitters. You can only use legends and flashbacks of any tier. But for pitchers, you can use any series, but only silver, bronze, and common. Thoughts? I kind of wish they would let the pitchers in, but I understand you want to keep it.
Yeah.
You want to switch it up?
I mean, again, at this point, you know, I feel like any event that they're going to put forward, people can find a reason why it's not great.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hate it. I think it's a cool event. It gives people something to do for the remainder of the off season.
Yeah.
You know, the rewards aren't terrible.
Mm. Yeah. The only thing is that it just sucks that they put out the 99 sale. They put out the 95 Strasburg, the 95 Kluber, the 99 Scherzer, and you can't use any of them in this.
Yeah.
Seems a little
weird. Yeah, that's kind of a, I can't say I agree with that 100%. I feel like maybe there's a different way that it could have went with that, but
you mentioned the rewards. For 25 cumulative wins, you get a hardware series pack. For 50 cumulative wins, you get a hardware flashback Albert Pujols, 97 overall diamond at third base. But he does have first and the corner outfields as eligibility with a 98 contact versus righties, 94 power versus righties, 71, 93 against lefties, 82 vision. But then the problems are 73 fielding, which is okay. Not great. 15.
No, not speed. Great. No.
Yeah. You probably want to move him to first. It would be a little bit questionable though, but
yeah,
not bad. Not bad. 75 cumulative wins gets you a diamond player between 90 and 99, and 100 cumulative wins gets you a 99 Mike Trout.
Wow. I mean, that's the dream. That's the dream right there, isn't it?
It is. It's a dream. It's one of them Mike Trouts.
I mean, if you've played MLB The Show for X amount of time and you've never owned a Mike Trout, you are 100 event wins away from getting them.
Mm-hmm.
He is within your grasp.
97 contact versus righties, 94 power versus righties, 89 contact versus lefties, 78 power versus lefties, 61 vision, but 91 fielding, 84 reaction, 88 speed. So he's going to cover a ton of ground, 75 arm strength, 80 accuracy. So not bad out there.
Nope.
Now per entry, again, this is going to do the 12 entry or 12 wins per entry thing. So if you get three, you get a low gold live series player. Six wins gets you a high gold series live player. Nine wins gets you a low diamond player between 90 and 93. And then 12 wins gets you a diamond live series player between 90 and 99.
Not bad.
That sucks. You can't use those live series players. You can get a good card, but then you can't use it in the event.
Yeah, that's a bit of a, yeah.
A little wonky.
That's a bit of a kick in the pants.
Also, there have been price drops for the standard pack bundles. The 10-pack bundle is now 8,000 subs. The 20-pack is now 15,000 subs. The 50-pack is now 35,000 subs. And the 100-pack is now only 50,000 subs. Best value.
Yeah.
Best value.
That 100 Bundy for sure. Mm-hmm. 100 packs of trash.
Probably. I saw somebody did it and they got 5 golds and a piece of equipment or something like that.
That's about par for the course, I think.
Next up, also coming to the ticket counter, all of the 2017 pre-order mission starters are now out there. I am very happy to mention that with this new event, I have been using Chris Tillman again, and I am now up to 96 of 100 strikeouts with him. I have almost completed my diamond starter.
Nice. Almost. I like it.
I could just buy all
of them. That's one of the... That's one of the few things I actually accomplished this year was I did my Brock Holt 100 hits with Brock Holt.
Mm-hmm. I did my, I think it was like 50 hits was it 40 hits with All-Star Jock Peterson. So I got my gold starter, which I don't remember who it was. I think it was someone who dropped a silver not too long after.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm at 96 of 100 with Diamond Tillman or with Tillman to get someone. So
who's going to be probably 92 Chris Archer, I'm going to guess.
It's either going to be Chris Archer or I heard a lot of people got the who was it? It was like a 92 AJ Pollock.
Yes. Yeah, I got the Archer myself.
I figure that's what I'm going to get is the I think I'm going to get the AJ Pollock.
Well,
which is all right. It's a good card, but
I was a big fan of AJ Pollock. I was very, very good with him earlier in the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I used his live series card later in the year and was pretty good with him.
Cause he was hurt for a while, right? Was that this year he was hurt or last year?
It was probably both. I remember using him a lot when Starling Marte got suspended, which I believe was this year. Yes. It was definitely this year.
Yes. I refused to take Marte out of the lineup, obviously. As most sane people should never take Starling Marte out of the lineup ever.
A couple things from the show mailbag. They talked about how they did the finest cards for this set. So they are based solely off this year, not the 3-year plan that all cards are, or the live series cards are made up of. So you'll see some people with different attributes. So some stuff like, I think Giancarlo Stanton's vision went up a little bit and his arm accuracy went up a little bit, but then something came down, which I don't remember what it was.
I think Lindor's power was something a lot of people questioned as well. His card has quite a high power rating. People were like, whoa, like, I think that's maybe what triggered that for them to kind of answer that question. But yeah, I mean, again, just shows that they could do something, you know, a little something diverse. I'm sure this is a series as well that they could recycle as flashbacks in the future version of the game.
Yep.
You know, flashback finest, something of that nature.
Snaggle, you got to quit hitting this thing, man. You're becoming old school me.
Sorry, I know.
Unbelievable.
You're rubbing out. You know what? I take a hiatus from bullpen banter and it just, everything just goes to. Just
falls apart. Good job.
It goes sideways, bro. Out of practice, you know.
Why are the Forever event games 6 innings long? Obviously, because ranked seasons is 9 innings and there have been a lot of 3 inning events. So they wanted to mix it up. And because you need 100 wins to get a Trout, I figured they made it a little bit harder than just getting 3 inning wins. Then the most important question, will there be anything new in Diamond Dynasty after today? We were supposed to look for a few announcements on social media around the holidays, which is around now. The ranked season rewards come out January 16th. But their team has their sights set on making MLB The Show 18 even better. And they're excited to show you more. Speaking of this excitedness, tomorrow night, on Twitch.tv, San Diego Studios. I always forget what it is. It says it at the top of the website, actually. Twitch.tv/Sony San Diego Studio at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. They're going to give an MLB The Show 18 development date. Interesting.
Yeah. Which definitely set some interesting conversations I saw on the Twitter machine.
Mm-hmm.
People hypothesizing what it might mean.
What are they saying? What are the people saying? I need to know.
So right off the bat, the first thing that people assumed is that the game is going to be delayed. That's right where people went right off the bat was delays.
I'm going to go on a hard no for that.
Well, here's the
thing. When in their final event or their final stream, they said we wouldn't hear anything about MLB until next year. And everybody got super excited thinking there would be at least a trailer or something at PlayStation Experience. I think the
As they do every year, pretty much.
Yeah, I think since PlayStation Experience started, they've done a trailer there of some sort. I think one year it was it just like the Yasiel Puig year? I think it was just like him swinging and hitting a home run. I think that was like the one thing in it. And I think they also did like a little behind the scenes video with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been something there every year. Now there hasn't been anything. But now they're having the stream tomorrow. Which was this always planned? Or is this like a new thing? Like if it was planned, why not just do something during the PlayStation Experience? Because I believe, what was it, Saturday? Ramon was on stage most of the day talking about other games. So it seemed like that would have been a good time to do it. But
I would have to say at this point, I am intrigued by what has transpired in the last couple of weeks. You know, a lot of people thought we were going to see or hear at least something, you know, Aaron Judge, you know, something that came out of that mocap session that they put on social media, you know, that they did the partnership with Gold Glove, you know, like something coming out of that, perhaps, you know, like again, something similar to what they did with the Puig.
We've seen some pictures of, I think Dan Plesak tweeted some stuff out that he's
doing commentary lines. So like, I think with the no absolute mums the word at PSX. And now all of a sudden, 6 days before Christmas, to have a stream. And I think that's what the people who are on the game is going to be delayed theory think that if you're going to announce that your game is delayed, why not do it, you know, right before Christmas when nobody's really paying attention? I don't know. I don't really know what to make out of it all at this point.
No, I feel like a lot of people would be paying attention now, because if they're going to be getting, you know, they might be getting PSN cards and want to go pre-order MLB The Show.
True. We're not on the inside. We're just purely speculating at this point, you know, what it could mean. And honestly, I have no idea. I have 50 things pop in my head as to what this strategy could be.
I wonder if
they could all be wrong.
Yeah. It could just be slow pre-order sales. So they want to get some information out there to get people excited for it, maybe. Which would make sense, I guess, right?
It's absolutely, at this point, it is 100% impossible to say.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a, I mean, it can't be anything other than looking forward. At this point, it does them no good to really talk about, other than if they're going to like really glancingly talk about the content. You know, I don't feel like the content at this point warrants a stream dedicated to it. They could just they know that people could just watch Bullpen Banter and get their content that way.
Yeah, unless it's something like they have someone new for next year, and somehow in part of the deal is they are going to add that card here. Interesting. I don't know if they would do that. It seems kind of like a waste of time, but could be interesting. Though it would be cool. I mean, didn't really do anything with this. I was kind of hoping that somewhere in this event would be like, if you get this Trout, you also get an extra Diamond Live Series player at the start of next year or something like that.
Right. Well, and the thing is again, not being on the inside, like you alluded to, maybe pre-order sales are slow compared to last year. You know, maybe this is some sort of in response to sagging pre-order sales. And yeah, maybe they're going to announce some sort of cross game content. Maybe they decided, maybe we need to do something with the, what do they call them?
Matt knows what the draft picks, but I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I can't remember what the series is called though. They have a specific name. They call it every year.
Yeah.
I think, is it just Draft Heroes maybe, or
I don't remember.
I can't remember. But like, I feel like, again, you know, until this thing happens, I will say that it is out of the ordinary. It has gotten, at the very least, it has gotten the community talking.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I guess, right?
Which I feel like if you're, you know, if you're MLB The Show, obviously you want the community talking about your game. And at least this has definitely created buzz for whatever they are going to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah.
From like a personal standpoint, I do hope that whatever it is positive about the development of MLB The Show 18. You know, I do hope that people who have very good theories that perhaps the game is delayed slightly, I do hope they are wrong. I really do.
I don't know what their contract is like, but they might not be able to delay it.
Well, I mean, you got to think, right? We're only a couple years removed from them changing the release cycle anyway. Mm-hmm. The release cycle, the game used to come out in early March.
They used to get it before spring training even started.
Yeah.
Now it's like the last week of spring training.
They moved it to line up more with the start of the regular season. Someone mentioned to me on Twitter that now they have competition in the form of the Far Cry 5, which has been delayed until March 28th, 27th.
That's nothing.
No, but again, it's all just, again, but that's what happens when they do something so out of the ordinary, like have a development stream 6 days before Christmas. It starts sending people looking for what the reasons might be. Because when they just come out and say, hey, we're going to update you on the development of the game,
I will guarantee you 100% it's not because Far Cry is coming out that day.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying, again, when you do something out of context like this and just say, hey, we're going to have a stream tomorrow with development updates, it sends people looking for reasons. As ridiculous as they may seem, it's that's what it does. The community is talking about this with hope and with concern and with excitement and possible nervousness. I guess we'll just have to wait till tomorrow and find out what it is.
Yep.
That's all we can really do.
Yep. Again, and that's at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Something good. We'll maybe we'll try to do something tomorrow night, get another episode out. But We'll see about that. Anything else you want to talk about? Have you gotten any new cards? I know that now you've been playing online a little bit more. Aside from these finest players, have you done anything else to
try to book? I haven't really. Most of my team I sold in when I tried to build my all Jays squad.
Mm-hmm. Did you get that Donaldson off the counter?
No, I did get. I ended up with the live series Donaldson, but I don't have the level to get the ticket counter Donaldson, unfortunately.
No,
and
he uses Josh. Ew.
I wasn't going to grind.
But why don't you want to grind? Now you would have ground.
Well, I talked about this on stream earlier. Is, you know, when NHL Madden came out, I dropped MLB altogether. And you know what, to be 100% honest, for the future of MLB for me, it might be the best thing I ever did, because spending that time away and playing NHL and Hockey Ultimate Team and playing Madden Ultimate Team, it really made me appreciate Diamond Dynasty all that much more. Again, like we talked about earlier, coming back to the game in December and streaming a little bit of it tonight and playing four really good competitive Diamond Dynasty BR games. You know, I'm just like, you know, this is the game that I remember. This is the game that, you know, I don't regret stepping away from the game for a period of time, but I think it gets me rejuvenated and it gets me fired up for 18. And being able to, you know, dive back in on March 27th or March 28th. I can't remember which one it is.
I think it's 28th unless you pre-order.
27th is the Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't wait to dive back in when the game comes out and, you know, play the crap out of it again. Just like, you know, I did in the earlier part of this year. I just felt like it was a time for a break. But, you know, again, it's very, very exciting time still in December with all this great content and stuffs.
Yeah, and I guess it's a good time to talk about the end of the Bullpen Banter season, I guess. So we'll probably do one talking about whatever they come out with tomorrow.
Which depending on the relevance of it.
I assume there will be something of note out of it, I would guess, good or bad.
I would sure as heck hope so.
Or could just be like, hey, we're doing real good. See you in March.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there'll be probably one more after this. But then probably nothing until we start seeing that's maybe the show 18 stuff. Be Twitch developer streams, most likely. We'll do full breakdowns of all those Twitch streams. I'll go through, take 64 screenshots from one, and we'll break them down scene by scene.
Yep.
But yeah, I think it's been a great season of Bullpen Banter. I'm very excited. We'll get to 69, so everybody can say nice. And then, exactly. And then I think starting with MLB 18, the show, we'll switch to, like, it'll be Bullpen Banter Season 3, Episode 1.
Yeah.
Start over.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll see.
And possibly on a new day.
We have discussed switching to be a little bit more, what's the word?
In line with the content?
Yeah. So, like, this stuff all came out Friday. Today is Monday. You had this whole weekend of doing stuff. So if we could be a little bit more timely, maybe Friday night.
Yeah.
That would be, we feel that would be better for us, better for you. Everybody would be happier that way. Look out for that.
I'd, I'd, I'd really like to get back to doing my little videos after the content comes out. Just kind of like a 2-3 minute primer on what it is. Here's what it is, breaking it down in a quick thing. I mean, again, you and I are discussing this, kind of on the regular and kind of, looking forward to maybe a quiet off season, but always looking ahead to season 3 and how we can grow the show and grow the community and best serve the people who watch this program on a weekly basis. So
maybe if the stuff's out on Friday, we would each do like a little recappy thing on Friday night. And then probably maybe do the show on Saturday, just so that we have time to like get into them, not just be like, there's all these new cards that we haven't looked at and we don't know anything about yet.
Yes.
Just so we can absorb it.
There's I have always enjoyed the aspect of this program being on Mondays to be able to go into a content review, having spent 3 full days with the cards and being able to say, hey, that 95 person, he's trash. He sucks. I have 35 at bats with him. He's garbage. His swing is awkward. His PCI is too small, like whatever. That's the kind of stuff I feel like that's the kind of stuff that the people who watch Bullpen Banter have grown to enjoy, is that it's not just, hey, here's this card and he's got wicked attributes, but it's like, how does he play on the field? What is your experience using him?
Yep. And we want to hear your thoughts on anything you see in the next season. You can go to thatsportsgamer.com/. You can go in there, join the Discord. I think we got like 100 people in there so far. Just talking about MLB the Show. Let us know if there's anything specific that you would like us to start doing, stop doing. Go ahead.
To answer a question in the chat, LT Dubs, I don't think this Twitch stream tomorrow, I don't think you're going to get any mode specifics.
Maybe.
I can't see them coming out and saying, hey, we're going to have franchise relocation.
I wonder, last year's PSX stream or PSX trailer, that's where they showed off the road to the show. Like, hey, kid, you're doing something good. Do you want to do A, B, or C? So maybe I could maybe see that. I don't.
I figure what like again, for me, if you're going to add relocation to franchise, I don't feel like that's Twitch stream worthy 6 days before Christmas. Just saying.
Yeah. I think you would have a whole dedicated developer pre-release stream to that.
Which they do.
Yeah.
They do have a franchise mode, where last year they touted Critical Situations and the Quick Manage, which were fantastic additions to the game. I'm actually working on, spoiler alert, I'm actually working on an article, changes I'd like to see to franchise mode, I feel like the franchise mode has no personality.
Do you remember when they did the Twitch streams last year?
They started in early February, if I remember correctly.
I wonder if maybe they would start announcing like when the streams would be. Start to expect.
Do you need to announce a Twitch stream with a Twitch stream?
I don't know. Well, if they have like a little teaser trailer, but then again, why not show it at PSX?
Very true.
Everything's up in the air. I'm very interested though. Park would be cool.
I mean, I feel like I would really like to see some franchise overhaul. I mean, if we're getting into specifics of things that we need to see, the franchise overhaul for me is a big one. Again, I might be a little partial being a franchise guy.
What if they just said online franchise is going to be legit? Tell me that early so that I can start getting people to get into an online franchise.
That would be worthy of a stream.
Yeah.
That to me would be like, yeah, okay, I got you now. That would do it for me. That would be definitely worthy of a stream. 100%.
I think we wrap it up there because we keep talking. By the time this episode comes out, that stream will have happened.
That's a very, very good point.
There's an outside chance that if you're not listening to this right now, you're listening to this after that stream happened. And you look like a fool because you came out here saying all these things.
Very true.
I don't know.
You know what? It wouldn't be the first time I've looked like a fool. So
that's okay. So yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up for the audio half of this week's Bullpen Banter. Thank you guys for listening. Chris, where can people find you?
Everywhere.com/SnaggleJ or .TV/SnaggleJ.
This is so good. It's so good.
Oh my God. Is my internet really that potato though?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's that weird Canada potato internet.
I've been having issues with it today, so I do apologize, but anywhere.com/SnaggleJ.
And,
please.
A big community tournament. A bunch of your favorite MLB content creators are going to be playing in a big MLB tournament, raising money for Doctors Without Borders, trying to help out a good cause. Cubs fan 004 putting this whole thing together.
Speaking of which, big announcement just happened right now. Snaggle J is confirmed to be in the tournament. Confirmed.
We didn't hear anything except for in the tournament because you're weird.
That's all you need to know.
Who?
Me.
Oh,
me.
I'm in the tournament. Welcome to the tournament.
Confirmed.
Because you're completely cut out.
Yeah. Hopefully I get it fixed by the time we have the tournament.
I hope to God.
Yes.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun. For all, it should be pretty awesome. So if you're listening on the audio side, thank you. Now it's time for you to get out of the bullpen, get into the game, and check out Bullpen Banter next time we do one, which will be soon. Subscribe.com/nothing. But all the links are on that, sportsgamer.com. On the right, subscribe there. Now, get out of the bullpen and get into the game.